Stacey and Jay Spoo.
Yes, we do.
Still a significant celebrity.
Still. Wait. TikTok superstar, guys.
Guys, please, just pause for a second. It's important that everyone at home and in the office knows why this is so funny. So Jason Derulo started playing, and we were having a conversation off mic about... Who is Jason Derulo actually now anymore?
Jason Derulo. Right?
And Nicholas Tatham, our sports lead, forever a journalist, you know, at heart.
Yeah.
He immediately took to his computer.
Yeah.
And his computer told him that...
He is still a significant celebrity. Can I tell you? Because he has branched out into business and he owns the car washes.
Yes.
Working at the car wash.
The Rocket Car Wash.
Yes. That makes a lot of money. We love
a
man who
does
business.
So he's not on the charts... But he is in the streets.
And he's on the East Coast Radio playlist.
There you
that's
go.
Right.
Living at large. Guys, I want us to get into this big debate with a certain mentality. Now, we are not here to trash any places. We're just having a conversation there. Have you noticed how residential areas are changing? And they're changing not necessarily for the benefit of people who live there. Like, take Umhlanga, for example. And I'm not going to come at Umhlanga just because I've moved. And now I live in Balito. But Umhlanga used to be seaside, beauty, you know, a nice, cute, small residential town. Now it's become a full-on CBD with skyscrapers, endless traffic, and business literally everywhere.
So as someone who has stayed in Umhlanga Rocks and didn't move to Balito... The latest hot button issue is that there is a brand new casino that has been proposed for this area at the bottom of Lagoon Drive. In fact, just a mere stone throw, literally, from the iconic Oyster Box and Beverly Hills Hotel. Residents of the Rocks are pushing back.
Yeah.
Saying, Negs, brew.
Yeah.
That just means more traffic, more noise, and more disruption. Developers, on the other hand, argue that it will, quote unquote, bring jobs, boost tourism, and grow the economy.
Now, as someone who's once lived here in Umhlanga, I just want to take a moment to say massive shout out to the Umhlanga Ratepayers and Residents Association for saying association that actually does work, unlike in some places. I'm not going to mention where. Personally, I think there needs to be a balance between commercialization and like the well-being of the people who live there, the residents. If you don't balance it out properly, it's not going to be pleasant. It's not going to be healthy. There's going to be a lot of traffic. There's going to be a lot of crime. And from an investment perspective, it's not going to be worth the money that you have placed forward. So that's where I land. If it doesn't benefit the residents, then it's taking away from the residents and the value then drops.
So as someone who, again, lives on that road, I can tell you for sure that to get to work takes 15 minutes and it's 2.3 kilometers away. What I can tell you is that we have endless water issues and sewage issues and traffic issues because effectively what was once a predominantly open plan, holiday, seaside town kind of energy place that, yes, did have a lot of tourist attractions. Obviously, we've got a beautiful promenade, beautiful pier, beautiful beach, all those kinds of things. People were there, but the actual infrastructure could cope with the amount of
could
people,
handle,
the foot traffic, the cars, the noise, all of the pollution of every kind and variety, whereas now it's feeling a little bit strained. So now I'm wondering, when you as a tourist pop down, do you still feel... genuinely, like this is a place to relax, it's a place to take in the views, it's a place to chill, or does it feel exactly as I just said, really noisy and overly populated in every sense of the word?
Now, listen, I'm not gonna lie, and it's important for us to be fair here, right? From the perspective of the developers, you know, commercialization brings business, jobs, and investments. Places like Umhlanga, for example, attract big companies and developers, which means more employment opportunities and a stronger local economy. We understand that. Hey, but when it starts being overly commercialized, it's a problem.
So here is the question today, KZN, today's Great Drive Debate. Do you believe that the over-commercializing of residential spaces, like in Umhlanga, for example, bring opportunity, or do they effectively kill communities? Give us a call now, 087-086-9495, otherwise voice note us. But on the line to kick us off, we have James from Pinetown. How's it, my James? How are you?
Sorry, we didn't get that, James. How's it? Welcome to the show.
How's it, guys? It's James. Yeah, listen, how are you guys doing today?
Oh,
good,
man,
how
we're
you?
Good. We are very good to
okay. I'm actually on an escort at the moment, busy working, but so I can always squeeze you in, no problem.
Yeah, oh, noted. Thanks, James.
What do you think? What do you think of over-commercialization? Do you think it's good or bad?
I do get the idea of new jobs, new opportunities, blah, 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 fish-based. Yes, but, you know, residents, and areas are tired when they get back from work. You know, they're not always listening for a maracalas and a honky dong ding dong doo da day. They just want to come home and have a nice chill time with their families and not really have the hustle and bustle of the city life once they've finished work. You know, I'm sure they can do that in another place in the business areas. Yeah, so I'm thinking just keep the residential areas to that, because it also brings, like you said, crime comes into the areas. Mm. It's more transport. It's this, it's that. It's just going to cause a little bit of havoc, I think, in the long run.
Peace. You want peace.
Yeah, James, can I go home and be quiet? Please.
Yeah, you can make your own noise.
Yes, thank you. I mean, how on earth must I would like to pollute the air with sounds of Celine Dion. You know what I mean? I can't hear past the fancy cars. Thank you, my James. Thank you, my babes.
It's a pleasure, you too.
Thank
have a
you.
Lovely show.
You
too, thanks for having a call with me, eh?
Thanks, my James.
Anytime.
Look after yourself.
Cheers.
All right. Have fun. Bye-bye.
So that was James sharing where he lands when it comes to this over-commercialization. Your space is still available to share your opinion, by the way. What do you think? 061-792-9495. Otherwise, you can call us on 087-086-9495. Stacey, anything to add there?
I live there.
Yeah. Just want to play your Celine Dion.
I also want peace, guys. on Saturday, ahead of the Springbok game, I had one of someone who lives close to me. I'm not going to name any names, but they had people over at 11:30, and I was like, in the morning. The game is
peace.
This evening, and I was like, these youths. I'm there in my life, right? Yeah. And I left the one side of Mklanga to move to the other side, and a bit for it to be quiet. And as it turns out, that's not the case, because before I know it, my neighbor's next door, it's going to turn into some kind of who knows what, tiny shopping center. So what do you think? It isn't just about what's happening in Mklanga, it's this conversation in general. Do you believe that the over-commercializing of residential spaces in particular, do they bring opportunities, and that's great, and it outweighs the residential aspect? People who bought and invested want to raise their kids there. Does the one outweigh or beget the other? 061-792-9495.
So on the line, we have Mohammed all the way from Phoenix. Mohammed, how's it, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's happening, guys? What's happening, my favorite people?
Hey,
shout out, man. All right, talk to us. Are you for this over-commercialization or not?
Hey, you know what? It's a hard one, but I'm not really for it, guys. You know what? If the guys can stick to time, then I don't have a problem with it. I mean, you're coming home from work and then you get these guys making noise and running till 1, 2 in the morning on a weekday, guys. You got music playing on a Wednesday till 1, 2 in the morning. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about the next person, you know. You run in your business, run your business according to business time. I don't have an issue with that. That's the regulation you need to follow. But once you go after 6 p.m., I mean, you're guys, and you're running a business where you play music till 2-3 in the morning.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. Okay, so that's Mohammed from Phoenix. Mohammed, stay on the line. From the Bluff, we have Celeste. How are you, my Celeste?
I'm okay, and you?
Not good. Where do you land on this doll?
I'm for it.
Okay, right, Celeste, tell us why.
It's convenient having businesses right there in your residential area, and obviously it needs to be properly managed.
Mm.
So they need to conform to business hours, and that would definitely be something that would have to be in place before something like that could be implemented. But it would be welcomed because your community would then support local business.
Yeah.
And then I suppose that would actually result in the local people of that said area
benefiting,
actually being employed by that local business.
Exactly.
Because
that's
you see, so Celeste and Mohammed, you're both currently on the line. So what I'm hearing you both say is that it's not that it's a bad idea in totality. The issue is that we need to have some kind of regulations around this, that kids can go to bed, that Mohammed and Celeste can go to sleep at a particular time, but also quickly nip to the shop for milk and a bread.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
You want all the benefits and none of the drama. You want no drama, just benefits.
Just 100%.
No, I'm with you.
I'm with you.
Just
follow
so
the
much.
Rules and regulations, guys. That's all we're saying, is follow rules and regulations. I mean, if you're going to run your business needs to run according to business time. You cannot run your business till 2 o'clock in the morning blasting music, you know?
Agreed.
That's not on.
We hear you, man. Thank you
so much,
Mohammed,
guys,
for
you,
your
Celeste.
Opinions and for your thoughts. I guess, to sum it up, if it benefits the community, it's good. And there must be rules and regulations. I have a problem, though, with one thing. When over-commercialization starts affecting service delivery, when there's too many people, that infrastructure is not working, because it's being used by too many people. Ice bad.
So
I can move to Balito.
So here's my question. If there is not enough water.
Yeah.
And then you went and you built a hotel.
Yeah.
Now what must happen?
Where's the business there?
Do I get to come stay in the hotel for with your JoJo tax? Or am I just on my own down here in my little house?
Yeah.
And how much of the business is the business of the people who live there?
Yeah.
Because the one must feed
must
into the
balance,
other.
Bro.
And back and forth. There needs to be some semblance of continuity and consideration. Mm. And what we're hearing from the general response today on the WhatsApp line is that that isn't always necessarily the case.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.